The New River Gorge was originally given federal protection as a national river in 1978. Last year, it became West Virginia's first national park. Advocates for the new designation and economists say the name will bring more visitors and valuable tourism dollars to the area. It's more than just a name change. Less land will be open to hunting, while more visitors will place an additional burden on the park infrastructure. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Duncan Slade spoke with a few of the people who will be impacted by these changes.
Robert C. is a fishing and hunting guide in southern West Virginia. He's been hunting in the New River Gorge since he was born.
It's just a beautiful place. I mean, something about watching the fog rise and hearing the roar of the river and the sunset. I mean, it's not just about the hunting, you know? The deer or the game is just a bonus. It's being there, you know, doing what your family's done, where you learn to do it at.
C's family has been hunting here almost a century, but now that tradition is changing. 10% of the New River Gorge will become a national park. Now, national parks are strict. No hunting. C can still hunt on the rest, but he's losing access to the land he learned to hunt on. This park section is in the north, near the iconic New River Gorge Bridge, and is some of the most difficult terrain around.
And the reason people do not hunt and fish it as much, because it is rugged. It is tough hunting. It is tough country. And that's why those deer are there. That's why those animals are there, because they're not easy to get to.
C says he understands the decision, but it feels like he's lost his first love.
But I learned how to hunt in the gorge, you know, with my father, and that's where I learned trees. That's where I learned direction.
While hunters are losing access, the new park status is expected to improve the local economy. In 2019, visitors to the New River Gorge spent $60 million in the surrounding community, and the national park designation is expected to increase the number of visitors. Rafting companies are some of the biggest supporters of the park's new status.
We expect to see an increase. I think it'll be gradual.
Haynes Mansfield works at Ace Adventure Resort. Ace is one of the big rafting outfitters in the gorge. According to Commercial Whitewater reports, the number of river users has declined since the 90s. But last summer, they saw an uptick.
Honestly, the big increase that we've seen lately has been a cultural shift that was driven by COVID-19.
Lockdowns closed the rafting industry in the spring.
We were shut down. We had no bookings. And then we had record sales, record website visits, phone calls, phones ringing off the hook.
This surge in visitors was also seen at hikes and popular sites for rock climbing, according to Eve West, a spokesperson with the Park Service. Mara Kistler also noticed the crowds. She's the owner of Waterstone Outdoors. It's an outdoor gear and climbing shop in Fayetteville. Kistler says the increase highlighted existing problems with an underfunded park infrastructure.
And I am excited about it, but I am concerned. You know, these are not mutually exclusive.
She says the park needs more trails and more parking lots so visitors can experience the beauty she gets to see every day.
We don't want more people if we're not treating the resource properly and we're not providing a good experience. We don't want to send people home frustrated and annoyed.
The recent legislation authorizes the park to buy up to 100 acres of land for parking lots, but provides no additional funding. That's determined by the National Park Service. Supporters of the new park status hope it brings more funding, but nothing is concrete so far. Hunters, rafters, rock climbers, hikers, and tourists alike come to the gorge for different reasons. Mansfield, the rafting outfitter, says he was drawn to the area by this wide variety of world-class outdoor activities.
And that's why we're a national park, right? But look at all of those communities that have to be served fairly, and it's not an easy task.
In the years to come, the balancing act of who gets to access and who gets to use this land will continue in the New River Gorge. And who's going to pay for it? For the Allegheny Front, I'm Duncan Slade.